Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee has redistricted. We're going to hear more about that from Mariana Bacayao, our power and equity reporter, on NPR National at 4:44. The people graduating college this month have one goal right now, get a job. But the current market for young professionals is reminding some people of the 2008 downturn. This time, there's a new disruptor impacting employers, particularly entry-level jobs. AI is changing workflows in logistics, healthcare, and, ironically, the very people who helped develop it, software engineers. The Nashville Software School is not sitting still. Kate Rogers is the school's program manager. She joined our midday talk show, This is Nashville, to assure those worried about the future of tech that most jobs in that field still need a human touch.
AI is not perfect. It's a tool. Can it produce code? Yes. Does it produce the right code? Does it produce code that is testable, that is scalable, that is accurate in what you want it to do? So the human brain, eye, heart always needs to be part of the picture when it comes to technology, when it comes to development.
You can listen to the full conversation about the current job market at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll also be airing that episode at 7 o'clock. A Tennessee man has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for cyber crimes that benefit the North Korean government. The Department of Justice issued a press release about two American nationals, including Matthew Isaac Newt of Nashville. Court documents say Newt ran a laptop farm out of his Nashville properties. He posed as an employee for companies, but once the company laptops arrived at his residence, he downloaded software that allowed North Korean IT workers to access them. To the companies, it appeared as if Newt was working remotely. Prosecutors say they pocketed about $250,000 and falsely reported the income to the IRS under a stolen identity. According to court documents, Newt and his Korean co-conspirators cost companies a combined $500,000 in audits and remediation on their IT networks. A federal prosecutor in the National Security Division says the men enabled North Korea's efforts to infiltrate U.S. networks and put national security at risk. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.